taking Valentine's Day to celebrate the heart. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Valentine's Day Radiothon.
Powered by Community Choice Credit Union, benefiting the American Heart Association.
On Star 102.5.
We'd like to welcome Michelle Fonts to our Radiothon broadcast for the American Heart Association. So, Michelle, I know your family has a lot of experience, unfortunately, with heart disease. And we want to start with what certainly has to be the toughest one, what happened with your brother.
Yes. Unfortunately, I lost my youngest brother at 26 on March 29th. So, okay.
Did he know he had a heart disease at that point?
No. And we aren't, it's not like we can point to a specific thing. Yeah. His heart stopped beating, and unfortunately, we lost him. Yeah. So,
and you were close?
Yes, he was my best friend and my baby brother. I was kind of a second mom, so
yeah,
it was a very tough thing.
And so obviously this has been very personal for you, the American Heart Association, and not only with the death of your brother, but you also and your daughter too, right?
It's actually my son.
Your son.
It all started, he's 8 now, but when he was in utero, they said that his heart looked funny. So it wasn't until after, it was the day after he was born, on an echocardiogram, they figured out he had left ventricular non-compaction, which is something that a lot of people don't even know about. It's kind of understudied, and a lot of times it can be genetic. So then they found out that I had it, and I had a pacemaker placed, and then they found out my other brother had it. And so that's how we got involved with the American Heart Association. And my brother, Justin, he loved me and his nephew, Noah, and my brother, who all were affected by it. So he was always a huge cheerleader and big proponent for the American Heart Association.
Wow. Wow. I mean, really, your son being born and finding it kind of saved you. You live with a pacemaker now?
Yes.
What is life like with a pacemaker?
For the most part, it's pretty normal. I also have a defibrillator. It's gone off twice, but it hasn't been necessarily like there. I wouldn't have been okay without it, because it's weird how heart rhythms work, and so sometimes the device is doing what it thinks it needs to do, and so it's not necessarily that it saved my life, but since having it in, it's reduced a lot of my bad heart rhythm. So
when it went off, what was that initial feeling? Because if I had that, I'd be like, oh no,
that's it. It's crazy, because it happened to the point where I didn't really know that it went off.
Mm-hmm.
The first time it was silly. I was just doing I was at a family reunion, and we were doing a relay, and I felt like I got hit by somebody, but the only person around was like a little 4-year-old.
Right.
So I didn't even realize it until the next day when they're like, well, yeah, your pacemaker went off. And so then I could connect all the dots.
Yeah.
So
So scary, but probably comforting too, knowing
yes,
it's there.
Yes, and it is.
Yeah.
And so
it's
my son has the same thing. And obviously there's a lot of other complexities to having a pacemaker, but some of me like wishes that he would have that, just so that I know he's got that. God forbid we get a bad heart rhythm, but obviously you don't put those in kids by choice. So.
Right,
right,
right. Yeah. So how has the American Heart Association impacted your family then?
It is just such an awesome thing to know that you have support. Every year we do the heart walk. That's our big thing for our family, has been the heart walk. And I always get emotional about it, just because we have such wonderful family and friends and just acquaintances that donate to the American Heart Association. So you just feel so much support. I mean, it's just been a passion of mine to get the awareness out there. But I was as guilty as everyone else. Before my son was diagnosed, I kind of thought like, oh, you know, your heart just gets bad when you get old. But then once we've gotten into this world, you've got all these little kiddos. I have my husband's cousin has a son who was essentially born with a 2-chamber heart. So he's had all these heart surgeries. And I mean, these little kids are just amazing.
Right.
I mean, I think they're wise beyond their years. I think there's something special about these heart kiddos that just, I have a special place in my heart for him, and it just touches so many people. And having been on the heart journey. My son had open heart surgery when he was 3. I just want to get people on board because it affects so many more people than you realize. I think probably, like, you know, I spent 26 years of my life not even knowing I had a heart defect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it is so important to catch up on all of these heart diseases and just make a better life for all these people that are fighting it. Because when you see these little kids in the hospital fighting or these great big scars across their chest, I mean, these are special little kids. And so that's why I'm so on board with the American Heart Association. I want the best life I can for my son.
Michelle Fonts, thank you so much, Michelle. We appreciate you coming by.
I appreciate all you're doing, and I just want the most support we can for all those little heart warriors. All right. So
sure.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.